Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival. We are delighted to have here Mr. Terence Davis. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
You are a guest of the festival, you are a recipient of the Gran Torino Award, and we have the luck to see your new movie, Sans Song. I have a question about this movie. What brought you to tell this story? What attracted you to this project?
Well, I read it when I was 18. I saw it on television as well. That time I was working in an accountant's office. I didn't think that I was going into the arts at all. But it always stayed with me, like books that you really fall in love with, you know, they stay with you because the story is so powerful. It's an intimate epic, really. Like Jane Eyre, which was actually the first real novel I ever read. And, you know, I love Jane Eyre. And I love this. It's a magnificent story of what people can endure and still remain full of hope and not despair. It's the courage of that girl, I think, is quite extraordinary.
The lead actress is a first-time actress, and she did a very good job, actually, to be honest. But she was a former model. She is a singer. So what brought you to choose her and gave her this kind of heavy burden of being the lead actress of the film?
Well, the casting directors got her in. She was the first I saw on the Monday morning. I didn't know that she'd been a model because I don't know anything about that sort of popular culture. She came in, she gave the audition, I said, to one of the producers, we found her. It's as simple as that. And once I've cast someone, even if they're on the crew, I just believe in them. I just believe in them completely. And I knew she'd pull it off. I just knew. So it was following that instinct, really. She's a very, very remarkable actress, a very remarkable person too, wonderful to work with, an utter joy.
Most of your movies are period piece movies. You have, like, this one is set in the beginning of the 1900, and as was the House of Mirth, and then Distant Voices, and The Long Day Closes are set in the 50s. What brings you always to some period piece stuff and not like contemporary stories? Is there something that is more attractive for you?
I don't do it deliberately, but I'm drawn to those stories which are set in the past. But the other thing is that two reasons I haven't done anything contemporary is, one, I don't understand the world now. I'm a technophobe. I can't use any of this machinery. My manager does that. I just can't use it. The second reason is I'm rather repelled by the modern world because I don't understand it. It seems more and more and more remote to me. But those are the reasons, really.
Why you're more attracted to like period piece and to ancient, let's say, older plots than contemporary ones?
So far, yes. But those are the film that I'm hoping to do in a year's time, which goes to the 1980s. That's about as modern as I get.
Okay. And another thing is that two of your movies are autobiographical ones, while other two are taken from books. This new one and The House of Mirth. What's the easiest one? Telling a story about yourself, about your life, or adapting a book to a screenplay?
Well, they both have different difficulties. You know, when it's about your life, your family's life, it's what to leave out, you know, because my father was psychopathic, and if I had put everything in that he actually did, nobody would have believed it. It was so extraordinary and brutal. With novels, or a play, it's a difference. You've got to tackle it's the book's essence and its subtext, not just the story. And there are times when you have to make a cinematic way of, say, chapter 5, which just tells you a lot of things, and it's not that interesting. And because one's response to reading a book is not the same as looking at images going past you at 25 frames per second, it's a completely different art form. But you have to make, it has to be cinematic. You have to get the essence of something and say, well, it may not be quite like that in the book, but I wanted to get this over. And also things in the book which just simply don't work. I mean, when Ewan and Chris meet, the sheep, in the book, and we shot it as well, they have a row, have an argument. And we got into the cutting room, and the row didn't work because they'd only just met. They're having a row, and they're talking about somebody that we haven't seen yet. And I said, well, we've got to drop it, because it's a kind of narrative cul-de-sac, things like that. And other parts where, when she's pregnant, they actually have a fight, and he hits her. And it was very, very powerfully played, and David Charop, who cut it for me, said, can I take that out? And I said, yeah, if it doesn't, we'll put it back in. And it worked. I said, yes, it's much, much better. Mm-hmm. But they have different degrees of difficulty, really.
Well, thanks a lot for being with us. Well, Mr. Terence Davies from the Torino Film Festival, Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.